And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. As for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12, and they said, Thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. We be 12 brethren, sons of our father. One is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Every one according to his blessing he blessed them. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and builded an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And the stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name according to the 12 tribes. And thou shalt take fine flour and bake 12 cakes thereof, 2/10 deals shall be in 1 cake. These are those that were numbered which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. And they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for 2 of the princes and for each one an ox. And they brought them before the tabernacle. This was the dedication of the altar in the day when it was anointed by the princes of Israel. 12 charges of silver, 12 silver bowls, 12 spoons of gold. The golden spoons were 12, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece after the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering were 12 bullocks, the rams 12. The lambs of the first year, 12, with their meat offering, and the kids of the goats for sin offering, 12. Speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod, according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes, according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, for each prince one, according to their fathers' houses, even 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And on the second day ye shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel 1,000 of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war, and 70 beeves. And the beeves were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 70. And they removed from Marah, and came unto Elim. And in Elim were 12 fountains of water, and 70 palm trees, and they pitched there. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. Now therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man. And command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe a man. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bare the ark of the covenant stood. and they are there unto this day. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And so it was that all that fell that day, both of men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. And Kepharhim Moni, and Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities with their villages. And Katath, and Nahalal, and Shimron, and Adela, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the children of Merari, by their families, had out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. So all the cities for the children of Merari, by their families, which were remaining of the families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. And when he was come into his house, he took a knife, and laid hold on his concubine, and divided her, together with her bones, into 12 pieces, and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And the congregation sent thither 12,000 men of the valiantest, and commanded them, saying, Go and smite the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead with the edge of the sword, with the women and the children. Then there arose and went over by number 12 of Benjamin, which pertained to Ishbosheth the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David. And when the children of Ammon saw that they stank before David, the children of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians of Beth-Rehob, and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and of King Maacah 1,000 men, and of Ishtob 12,000 men. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household. Each man his month in the year made provision. And Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots, and 12,000 horsemen. For he cast 2 pillars of brass of 18 cubits high apiece, and a line of 12 cubits did compass either of them about. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward, and 1 sea, and 12 oxen under the sea, and 12 lions stood there on the one side, and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots, and with the king at Jerusalem. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces. In the 31st year of Asa king of Judah began Omri to reign over Israel, 12 years. 6 years reigned he in Tirzah. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. So he departed thence, and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him, and cast his mantle upon him. Now Jehoram the son of Ahab began to reign over Israel in Samaria the 18th year of Jehoshaphat king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hephzibah. Unto the sons of Merari were given by lot throughout their families, out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. All these which were chosen to be porters in the gates were 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. Of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief and his brethren, 112. Now the first lot came forth to Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, who with his brethren and sons were 12. The third to Zachor, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The fourth to Izri, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The sixth to Bekiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The seventh to Jesarelah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The eighth to Jeshiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The tenth to Shimei, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The eleventh to Azareel, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 12th to Hashabiah. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 13th to Shubael. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 14th to Mattathiah. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 15th to Jerimoth. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 16th to Hananiah. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 17th to Joshbekasha. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 18th to Hanani. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 19th to Melothi. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 20th to Eliatha. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 21st to Hother. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 22nd to Gidaltai. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 23rd to Mahazioth. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 24th to Romamta-Ezer. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen. And he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward, 1 sea and 12 oxen under it. And 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem, 1,200 chariots, and 80,000 horsemen. And the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt, the Lubims, the Sukkims, and the Ethiopians. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. The children of Pahath-Moab, of the children of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812. The children of Jorah, 112. And offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he-goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. Then I separated 12 of the chief of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and with also the children of those that had been carried away, which were come out of the captivity, offered burnt offerings unto the God of Israel, 12 bullocks for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, 12 he-goats for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering unto the Lord. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even unto the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, that is 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. The children of Harif, 112. Now when every maid's turn was come to go into King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women. To the chief musician upon Shushanadath, Mictum of David, to teach, when he strove with Aram-Naharaim, and with Aram-Zobah, when Joab returned and smote of Edom in the Valley of Salt, 12,000. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. The 2 pillars, 1 sea and 12 brazen bowls that were under the bases, which King Solomon had made in the house of the Lord, the brass of all these vessels was without weight. And concerning the pillars, the height of 1 pillar was 18 cubits, and a fillet of 12 cubits did compass it. And the thickness thereof was 4 fingers, it was hollow. And the altar shall be 12 cubits long, 12 broad, square in the 4 squares thereof. Thus saith the Lord God, this shall be the border whereby ye shall inherit the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have 2 portions. At the end of 12 months he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. Seized with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself to him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. That ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses or brethren. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said unto them, Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? 12, that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sickness. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by 2 and 2, and gave them power over unclean spirits. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. When I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And he sat down and called the 12, and saith unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12, and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, And Jesus entered into Jerusalem, and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them. And in the evening he cometh with the 12, and he answered and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. And immediately while he yet spake cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a-dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Then he called his 12 disciples together, and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about, and lodge, and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place. And they did eat, and were all filled. And there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. Then he took unto him the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Would ye also go away? Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them, and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac, and circumcised him the 8th day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs. And all the men were about 12. Because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtalim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of 1 pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.